But we'll turn our attention now to the world of basketball. The NBA kicks off in a couple of days' time, and a lot of Australian fans' eyes will be on the performance of the Oklahoma City Thunder, because they have one of our finest young exports in their roster now, pick number 6 in the NBA draft last season, and we are looking forward to seeing Josh Giddey do awesome things. And I watched his old man do great things for the Melbourne Tigers for years, Warwick Giddey, who joins us on the line this morning. Warwick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Half. Great to be here, mate.
Good on you, buddy. Great to have you with us. Now, when you've played 449 games of NBL basketball, you put a bit of pressure on your kids. Do you remind them how good you were, just by the way?
Look, I reminded him until he was about 8 or 9. when he was 10 or 11, he overtook me.
You were much better than 10 or 11, I'm sure, Walker. Much better.
Yeah, look, maybe 13 or 14.
How exciting is it for the family for what's coming up? I mean, I'm sure it's been an unbelievable ride for the last couple of years, really. But since the draft and the Olympics and being a part of the campaign building up to that, and now the preseason for the Thunder, what's it been like to ride this journey with Josh?
It's been an amazing ride. Really surreal. The whole issue and going over to the draft, it was probably a blessing in disguise that Josh missed out in the Olympics, and it gave us a wonderful opportunity to go and witness the draft. And, surreal moment that night, cameras in your face, but going number 6, it was beyond and above expectations, and it was just an amazing night. And private jets from that off to Oklahoma, to LA, all the things that are associated with the NBA league. And as I tell people, it's not a different world, it's a different universe, and it's just unbelievable.
So Warwick, his preseason form has been really strong, putting up some really, really good numbers. Where's the expectation from you guys around minutes that he'll potentially play this season?
It seems like it's a really good fit. The team is on a rebuild. They're the youngest average age in the league with a 37-year-old head coach, Mark Denholt, who's probably the youngest. So there's really not a great lot of expectation on the team as far as winning goes. So, as I said, they're in a rebuild for the next 2 or 3 years. And the opportunities that Josh is going to get could be phenomenal. The coach has really told him to look forward to plenty of minutes. He's been lucky enough to start these preseason games. Hopefully that happens in his first game on Wednesday night against Utah. So I think they're really going to push him. They're going to see what they can get out of him with lots of minutes. And I would imagine in the next 2 or 3 years, they'll assemble the ones that they want to keep going forward, and then they'll bring in the furniture. In other words, they'll bring in some studs and trade off some of their first-round draft picks. But, yeah, definitely a rebuild and not a lot of pressure at this stage to win. So they're probably going to cop some floggings.
Fair enough. So can you take us back a few years with Josh? One, obviously with your own basketball career, did you see this on his radar? But two, reading the article in the paper yesterday, he missed some state teams. He missed an under-16 state team. He missed an under-18 state team. And now, a couple of years after, he's drafted number 6 in an NBA draft. Now, we saw how good he was with Adelaide and being an emergency in an Olympic team. But how does he miss those state teams and then become the number 6 drafted player in the world, essentially in the best competition in the world?
Well, it's funny you should mention that too. Back at the time, we thought he may have been a bit unlucky. He was never a lock for the state teams. And although I was coaching with the Melbourne Tigers, and we had a team that hadn't lost for 6 years, or maybe had lost one game since under-12 through to under-16. So he was used to winning. He was used to leading our team. But generally, as you guys would know, state under-16 teams, a lot of those players are the man kids or the man children, the ones that are sort of more developed than others. And unfortunately, Josh doesn't really wasn't developed at that stage, hadn't really hit puberty and a big growth spurt, and that really came the next year. So a lot of those state teams, whether it's football or basketball, whatever sport, a lot of them changed dramatically from 16s to 18s when those little skinny, scrawny kids in under-16 suddenly become big and pretty good at their craft by under-18s. And Josh was really in that category where he just matured, he grew. His game was always good. His IQ was great, but his body sort of grew enough to make him, a lot better player and a lot more competitive around his peers.
Did he always dream, Warwick, to be an NBA player, or was it to be an NBL player like his dad? What was he like growing up? What singlets did he wear in the park shooting hoops?
Look, he had a lot of Melbourne Tigers singlets. I was able to get my hands on a few famous ones there for him, you know, being involved. But, you know, he was into his footy as well, and he was a mad Hawthorne supporter due to his dad following him. So that was always a good thing, Harf. He remembers watching you. And so we really gave him a range of all sports. But growing up, you know, he was no different to most kids, having all the NBA superstars, LeBron, Steph Curry, KD, up there on his wall. So he obviously had dreams as a young kid to make the NBA. It was just a matter of, am I going to be good enough? Will the body grow? Can I work hard enough? And he's ticked all those boxes.
It seems that he has taken it all in his stride, but what's it been like? You mentioned before about draft night, and you know they all get dressed up in the gear, and they all look like they're cool dudes and all that sort of thing. Some of the things that he's already done in the preseason, it seems like it's all happening really naturally. What's he like as a kid behind the scenes?
Look, he's really humble and down to earth. You know, most kids are a little bit more, I suppose, outspoken when they're around their mum and dad and their siblings. But out there, yeah, he's got a real humility about him. I think he knows where he's going. He knows what he wants to do. And he's not afraid to work hard for it. So, yeah, he'll cop my size 14 right up the clacker if he gets you out of line. But at this stage, he's been really good. You know, and I think he's endeared himself to the public, and the way he comes across has been really good. So we just wanted to keep on track, just to keep working hard. As I said, you know, really show that humility and respect for people.
If he was to reciprocate and get his size something up the clacker, what size would it be? What's he wearing?
Well, unfortunately, at the moment, he's about 14. He might be only half size, so the hand-me-downs are really great.
Now, right, we see so often with NBA players, they've got these big entourages that they travel with them, and family are travelling with them everywhere. What's the Giddey family doing? Are they going to get over to America? Is anybody over in America with him at the moment? Or are you just simply going to sit back in the lounge room and watch him like all of us?
We're dying to get back over there. Obviously, with COVID and the visas and the travel just opening up, we're really looking to get back over there for, say, December and January and support him. We probably won't stay for the full season, but let him get settled in and maybe look to move over next year. But at this stage, he lives about a two-minute drive from the stadium in a place called Bricktown, and he has a manager that over there, Olgan, that lives with him full-time. So he's lucky he's got someone with him. His sister's up the road, Hannah, at 90 minutes, and she plays college at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa. So he's really lucky to have her there, and we hope to get over there ASAP.
Just the season in the NBL with Adelaide, how important was that to one, get over to Adelaide, sort of live in that professional lifestyle, play some sensational basketball, but really develop his game, I guess, away from the Melbourne Tigers, away from the family? How important was that for him?
Extremely. The Next Stars program was just sensational. You know, that allowed him the opportunity to go out there and thrive in an open men's competition, and, you know, and putting testy skills against grown men and professional athletes. So just the opportunity that Jeff Van Groningen, the general manager there, and Connor Henry, the coach, you know, to bring a 17-year-old kid, you know, turned 18 during the year, and to allow him to run the show and to play the minutes he did, just to develop him and give him that opportunity to get the NBA. We're so thankful for that opportunity they gave him. So, massive step. And I've said to people, the reason he didn't go to college, because he'd be just going in now. He really wasn't eligible for college until after the NBA draft, which is ironic, and most kids have got to go to college for a year. So because of our schooling and the overlap with the NBL, and him turning 18, he was eligible earlier than expected.
Now, you talk about that size 14 shoe that you have. We saw the sideshow with Ben Simmons before the Olympic Games, and will he play, won't he play? We're never, ever going to have that problem with Josh Owen. He's always going to play on the Australian men's team.
Oh, definitely. You know, he's got his heart set. He was shattered not to make the Olympic team. As I said, it turned into a good thing for the family to be able to go on a two-month holiday. But he's definitely keen to play for Australia, World Championships, Olympic Games. And, you know, it's the pinnacle for all kids here. The culture that they've developed is just fantastic. So he can't wait to be a part of it. He's had a slight taste. And, he's really looking forward to represent the country one day.
Now, he's a guard. He's 205-centimetre guard. But he's an all-round game. This is what I love about him, Warwick, I must admit. Guys that have every tool, every trick in their kit bag, not just the shooter, not just the slasher. He can do it all. I mean, where does that come from, and why was that the focus for a guy like Josh?
Well, when we brought him up through juniors, he ran the shuffle, the same offence that we used to run with the Melbourne Tigers with Bradkey, Gaze, Copeland and myself back in the day. So from a young age, we really taught him about the game, being a team player, you know, and he's really got that pass-first mentality. So special trait about being able to make other people around you better, and that's one of the things that I've really tried to make sure that he did, was a team player first, and we can work on the individual skills any time outside of that. So I think that was a great grounding for him, and it's really surprised that the people in America, the way he plays, you know, being that so unselfish, and hopefully he can teach them a really good lesson in unselfishness.
Make players around you better. And it's a message for every athlete out there in a team sport. It's
not a bad message to carry,
is it? It's a pretty good one to have, I reckon. Make players around you better. Well, it's beautifully led, been in the background, and hopefully a great debut season for Josh in the NBA with the Oklahoma City Thunder, even though they might cop a few whackins, as you say, Warwick. We look forward to seeing it all unfold, mate. Great to have a chat with you, and look forward to seeing the family dominate the basketball court in the next couple of years with, of course, Hannah at Oral Roberts as well.
Good on you. Thanks, guys. Thanks very much for the support. Much appreciated.
Good man.